It's good when you have to wait to find a spot, isn't it? It is brilliant, brilliant. What Andrew shared about the hawk that he saw in the garden. After I went out yesterday on a errand, and I ended up finding a heron. I'd gone downstairs to a shop, and then I thought, oh, I'll go down to Woosburgh Reservoir. Which it's Barnsley Way. You'll not know probably where it is, but it's a reservoir. And I just had a walk up to where there's the reservoir wall is, and it's a walkway with railings. And I just wanted to see the reservoir. I won't go in any further. I wasn't planning to go in any further. And I just stood against the railings, and they've made it so the water has a set level and it runs down this ramp then. You've probably seen how they do reservoirs now. And then it goes steps down at different levels. And I just stood at the railings and looked down, and there was a heron. Just stood there. Now, normally when you see a heron, it sees you first and it goes. This one didn't. This one stood. And we can learn a lot from the heron. It didn't look hungry. It looked okay. Looks fine. And it stood there in the shallow water just before it goes over there. And it would just stood still. And the reason the heron is well fed, is that it knows how to wait. It knows how to be still and wait. And I just stood and watched it for a while, and it was oblivious to me. I was higher up, sort of just looking on it, but it would have seen me, because they're very much aware of herons. But I thought, oh, how nice is that? How nice. Yeah. Everything's coming alive in spring. It's a wonderful time of year. But I just wanted to share something about, this is our daily bread, one of the things that we get. And I heard last week or two they'd mentioned, oh, they've done something with the DNA or something. They've done this new thing with the DNA. I'm not quite sure what it is. And the strange thing is they use this word created. Yeah. You know, and you've got to sort of just hold back when they mentioned that word created. They've made something out of something. I'd be interested to ask them, what was your raw materials? You know, what did you start with? Because they might have done something with something. But I'll not go further down that, but this is related in a way to it. I'll read it and then I'll perhaps explain it. It says, out of chaos. It says, everything I observe makes me believe that this is true. Order is not natural. When I consider my office, I'm astounded at how quickly it descends into chaos and how long it takes me to restore order. Order requires intervention. It does not happen naturally. I shouldn't be surprised. God's role in bringing order out of chaos is a prominent biblical theme. He did it when he was creating the nation of Israel. When God said it was time to bring the Hebrew people out of Egypt, Pharaoh objected. His nation's economy depended on the Hebrew workers, so Pharaoh didn't want to lose them. To change Pharaoh's mind, God sent 10 plagues to convince him. Pharaoh's magicians were able to duplicate the first two plagues, but they could not reverse the plagues, any of them. They could cause chaos, but they could not restore order. Only God can do that. You know, I think that's wonderful, that. All the great intentions of the scientists to sort of claim new ground, well, God's been there already and done it. And, I mean, that psalm that we read at the beginning, as a verse, Psalm 139, verse 14 says, I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works. We were created by God, and we were created for God. It says somewhere that we were created for him. And yeah. I just jotted down something. John chapter 1 verse 3 says, all things come into being by him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. So all scientists can do is work with what's already there. And when they use this word created, it's misleading. And God is the creator. And sooner or later they'll realise that. And on another subject that we were talking about earlier, this same-sex marriage, God set a certain set of principles, and they cannot be ignored except at expense. It costs. If a person or a nation goes against God, there are consequences. And the Bible tells us of consequences that have happened in the past. And they said that principle hasn't changed. That principle remains. And no matter what people say that is acceptable in society, does not make it right. And God, he's set in his word. Jesus specifically said things on the subject, and the word of God covers it very definitely, very specifically. So there's no way you can get round it by fudging the issue. If you use the word of God, it is true and consistent. Amen.